Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Baba Batra, the last gate, talking about the third Masechet in Seder Nezikin. Hachamim tell us that all of these three Masechtot, Baba Kama, Baba Metziah, and Baba Batra, are in reality one large Masechet that was divided up into three. Baba Kama, Baba Metziah, and Baba Batra, now being this the last one, the triumvirate of Masechtot that talk about the laws of Nezikin, all different types of civil law, and different types of damages. Here in this Masechet, we'll specifically deal with property rights and transactions. We'll talk about the laws of real estate. When it comes to acquiring land or real estate, the acquisition process is different than regular metaltelin, movable objects. To acquire a movable object, a person has to do either hagbaha or meshicha. He has to lift it up or he has to pull it into his property. When dealing with real estate, it could be acquired through payment, which is kesef. It could be acquired through a shtad, which is a document. Or lastly, it could be acquired through a kinyan hazaka, an act to improve or safeguard the land around it. We'll talk about these laws in this masechet. We'll also talk about all different types of relationships between shutafim, partners, and also shechenim, the laws of neighbors who live next to each other. The Masechet starts off by talking about hezek re'iyah, damage through seeing, which tells us that everyone has the right to privacy. When people are dividing up a property, if there are partners who owned a property together and they decide to divide it up, included in that division is a right of privacy that everyone has to his half of the property. We'll talk about that, how it applies to a hatzer, a courtyard, in this Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hashutafin shiratzu la'asot mechitza b'hatzer. If you have partners who want to divide up a courtyard that's between their houses, that's the way the homes were situated in times of the Mishnah, there would be a shared courtyard with multiple houses. So they want to divide up that courtyard. Bonin et hakotel ba'emsa. They would build a wall in the middle of a courtyard so that each partner has privacy in his half of the courtyard. Makom shenagu libnot gevil gazit. Kefisin levinim bonim. In a place where the custom was to build this said wall with rough-edged stones, polished stones, half bricks or whole bricks, they have to go according to the custom. Hakol kiminhag hamedina. Everything goes according to the custom of that locale, of that community. We'll talk about the required thickness on all the different types of walls that we just mentioned. Bigvil, zenoten shelosha tefahim, vezenoten shelosha tefahim. If the custom was to build a rough-edged stone wall, then each one of these partners would have to provide three tefahim of land for the foundation. So it's three each for a total of six tefahim. And the wall that was six tefahim wide would be built on that foundation, on that spot, to provide privacy for each of the neighbors over here. Begazit, zenoten tefahim umehetza. If they were building a wall using polished stones, then every one of these neighbors would provide 2.5 tefahim each of land for a total of 5 tefahim, and they would build a 5 tefah wall. Bikfisin, zenoten tefahim, vezenoten tefahim. If they were building a wall of half bricks, then each one of the neighbors here would provide 2 tefahim each of land, and they would build a wall that was 4 tefahim thick, half on the property of each neighbor. Bilvenim, zenoten tefach umehetza, vezenoten tefach umehetza. If they were using full bricks, then each one of the partners over here, or now neighbors, ex-partners, would provide 1.5 tefach of land each, for a total of 3 tefachim thick. Each one of these neighbors is obligated, once they're deciding to divide the land between the two of them, to comply and to be involved with the building. They can't opt out. If they're agreeing to the split of the property, then they have to contribute to the building of the wall in terms of a piece of their courtyard, and also in terms of the material needed to build the wall. The fact that we're forcing both partners to opt in to this build would bring a halachic ramification later on. Lefichach, im nafal hakotel. So if the wall fell down later on, and there's a machloket, who's responsible for building the wall? There's uncertainty about who actually built the wall. We say hamakom ve'avanim shel shenehem, the land and the stones belong to both of these partners equally. Even if, let's say, the wall fell into the property of one of these neighbors, and he wants to keep all of the stones, we would say, lichora, at first glance, the neighbor whose land the stones did not fall into has no claim. Hamotzi mechavero alav harei ayav. He wants to take the stones out of his friend's hands. They fell in his in the other person's property. He can't take the stones away from him because they're in his hands. Possession is valuable over here, and possession is within the person who these stones fell into his property. We say that doesn't apply. We don't use that klal, we don't use that rule, because there's a hazaka. There's a legal presumption that there, the wall here was built by both partners because of the law, that we coerce, we force them to build the wall in partnership in order to provide privacy to both of them. So even in that case where the wall fell within the property of one of the neighbors, they split the land and they split the stones equally.